Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifestor and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
I don't make these ideas. I catch them. And when you catch an idea, you see it, and you hear it, and you feel it. You know the thing. It's like a gift.
I believe that the opposite of depression, it's not happiness, it's purpose. I believe that every single person has something unique to contribute to the world. And that's why I wanted to create a show called Don't Keep Your Day Job. Don't Keep Your Day Job is about figuring out what it is that you were here to do in this world that only you can do to make the world more whole, more beautiful, and to stop selling yourself short, and to stop sitting it out, and to figure out how to take this thing you love, whether it's art or music or screenwriting or dance or baking, and how do you weave this thing that you love into a life that you get to contribute, that you get to do what you love full time, because it's not just about business, it's about contribution, it's about meaning. That is what we seek. That is what we truly want, and you absolutely are here to serve the world, and I want to help you figure out just how much value you have inside of you. And every single week, we're going to be talking to people who have something to add to help you get out of your own way, to help you be more successful, to help you be the truest expression of you. My name is Kathy Heller. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's dive in. Thanks to Fiverr for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. It's so easy to find freelance talent for your business or product. Don't waste any more time. Get 10% off and the service you deserve by going to fiverr.com and use code DREAMJOB. Also, thanks to Aslo. Aslo is a free business checking account with invoicing, bill pay, money transfers, no minimum balance, no minimum deposit, and no fees. Sign up now and get an Aslo Pro free 14-day trial at aslo.com/dreamjob. We're also supported by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. Explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity. Be one of the first 1,000 people to use our link with a free trial of Skillshare premium membership at skillshare.com/dayjob. And thanks to Grammarly. Grammarly is a digital writing assistant that helps more than 20 million people put their best words forward. Get 20% off Grammarly premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/dreamjob. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. Hope you guys had a good weekend. I really tried to be very present this weekend and just be here in the now and enjoy my kids, enjoy my husband, breathe in and out. My friend Allison said to me, she said, you know, the studies show that you spend 94% of the time you ever spend with your kids between the time that they're born and the time when they leave for college. And she said the other 6% of the total time you spend with them is spread out from when they leave for college through the rest of their life with you, the rest of their time with you total. And I was like, wow. So I'm really just trying to be here for it. And it's amazing how I think that we all have such an upper limit around really experiencing our joy. I think joy is actually the thing that scares us the most, because when we really feel what we have, we start feeling worried and nervous and scared. What's going to happen? Oh my God. And so I think in order to not feel into how much blessing there is, we create drama sometimes. And also our minds are really hardwired to protect us and look for problems. And in any case, all I can tell you is, yesterday, I spent the day with my kids on a very secluded, quiet part of the beach, and we put our feet in the water and saw the sandpipers running up and down the shore. And it was just magic. And I'm so grateful for moments like that. And I'm so grateful for all of you that I get to share it with you. And thank you guys for just all the connects. So if you want to keep connecting, email me. You can always DM me on Instagram. I'm here for it. All right. Well, let's get into today's episode because it's a really good one. David Lynch is here. He's a legendary director. He's a writer, a painter, a musician, an author, and he's one of the most genuine people. You've probably seen his work, Twin Peaks, Eraserhead, Elephant Man, Mulholland Drive, Blue Velvet, lots and lots of beautiful things he's put in the world. His creativity and dedication to his craft has awarded him so many Oscar, Emmy, and Golden Globe nominations. Plus, he was also given an honorary award at the Oscars. But what's truly incredible about David is that he's not about the flashy accolades or trying to lead a glamorous life. He's really about helping other people get out of their own suffering so they can tap into more of their own potential, find that inner peace, and find their own creativity. He discovered his own way through transcendental meditation earlier in his life, and this is why he started his David Lynch Foundation, which has now taught transcendental meditation to over 500,000 adults and children across the world. I am so amazed that for someone who has already so much success, he's still continuing to find ways to serve and bring more people into a state of joy and real awakening. It's an honor to talk to him, and I know you're going to love what he has to say. So without further ado, please welcome the one and only David Lynch.
David, thank you so much for making the time to be here today.
Good to be here, Kathy.
Your life is such a legacy. We know that you're so talented. That's obvious, but it's who you are that's made such an impact in the world. Just the way you live life, the way you show up, even the way you said hello to me 3 minutes ago made me feel like such a somebody. And that's really you. What an incredible gift to get to be in your presence. Thank you for all that you are. I want to know you as a kid first. Did you have any notion that you would become so creative and make so many beautiful pieces of work?
Not really. I just was a regular kid and regular person, but I did love to draw and build things. But a lot of kids like to draw or build things.
True.
And I like to dream, and I loved my life. I just, was a happy person.
I don't think anyone's ever said that on this show. What made that possible?
I had plenty of doubts, and, you know, it was a very happy childhood, but at the same time, when I started getting out into the so-called real world, I was creative, but I was not self-assured. I had a lot of anxieties, a lot of worries, and some kind of melancholy swimming in there. So I felt like tentative. I had my voice and my ideas, but the way I was, I could have easily been killed by the business, by the forces that are there. But that's where transcendental meditation came in and saved me. And it can save anyone who's suffering in any way. You know, the secret has always been within us. And as I always say, we've lost contact with this field within, and it's a terrible thing to lose contact with. And the key word is transcend. There's many, many forms of meditation out in the world, but concentration forms or contemplation forms, they may bring some good things, but they keep us generally near the surface. Transcendental meditation is unique. It's a mental technique, an ancient, ancient form of meditation brought back for this time by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And this technique turns the awareness from out to within. And once we're pointed within, we will naturally and easily dive through deeper levels of mind, then deeper levels of intellect. And at the border of intellect, we transcend. And we experience this field. The experience is so sublime. We may only stay in there for a moment or a second, a fraction of a second, but we'll come back out and we'll dive again. But this field is unbounded bliss, consciousness. It's consciousness. And this field of consciousness has qualities. Within every one of us, it's there, an unbounded ocean of it. The qualities of this consciousness is unbounded intelligence, unbounded creativity, unbounded happiness, unbounded love, unbounded energy, unbounded peace within us all. And we make contact with this, we get wet with that, we infuse some every time we transcend. So that ball of consciousness, however big it is, starts to expand. Every single human being has consciousness, but not every single human being has the same amount. The potential, though, for every human being is infinite consciousness. Think of it. Enlightenment. Banging on all eight cylinders. The whole enchilada is there for us. It just needs unfolding. And as you unfold it, the side effect of expanding this is negativity starts to go away. Now think about that. Stress, anxieties, tension, hate, bitter, selfish anger, depression, sorrow, fear automatically goes away. Like darkness goes away when light comes on. You don't have to even try and it starts lifting away. It saves us. We don't have to suffer. We don't have to live in suffering. So many people are suffering. Another thing is, negativity to me is the enemy of creativity. When we're stressed, the tube through which the ideas flow gets squeezed, and we don't feel good. We don't feel like making stuff. And the ideas don't flow. So you start this transcendental meditation. All this good gold comes in, garbage goes out. That tube relaxes and opens and opens. Ideas start flowing. You get more energy. You get more happiness in the doing. There's no such thing as writer's block, really. I mean, you may go a couple hours without an idea or a couple of days, but it's just that ideas start flowing for you. And the energy is there to realize the ideas and the happiness in the doing. So many people work for the goal of working, like money or whatever, but they don't enjoy the doing. This changes everything. And stress, as everybody knows, stress can kill you. Stress-related illness. Stress causes us to do strange and unproductive behavior. So many negative things come out of a stressed, angry person, and they don't mean to be that way. As soon as you let them start transcending every day, they start getting nicer. They start getting along with people. They don't want to hurt anybody. The key to peace on earth is in that field within, always has been. There have been times when there's been peace way, way back, not even in some recording. But it's this field is a field of peace, and it can be enlivened for all of us. It can be enlivened for every individual and by transcending every day. But you need a technique. People can transcend and have transcended without the technique, but they don't know how it happened. They want to do it again, but they need it. The technique of TM allows you to do it every time you sit down and meditate. So it's money in the bank to learn this thing. And if people can't afford it, the David Lynch Foundation can help you get a full scholarship or a half scholarship, or you can pay over time. The teachers get the money, and the rest of the money goes to get the peace creating groups going. And then the person who gets the technique gets, you know, a life that gets better and better every day.
It's so unbelievably magical. And I realize as you're talking, when I said to you in the intro, what is it that you do, this spell that you cast, everything you just elaborated, the ego is not there. I talk to listeners all the time, and the sadness is in the, I am this and I'm not this, and I have imposter syndrome, and there's no way this is available for me. And they're in that sort of surface level of the mind where all that chatter comes in, all that negativity, and there's such an ego of who they are and who they're not. And what you just described, I realized, why is it that as soon as I got on with you, I wasn't intimidated? Because you gave me permission to just be another soul sitting with you, because you're not in this armor of this ego. You're so transcending in your energy, right? And so that is what you do. Your work is like that. You are like that. And then I think when people connect with you, connect with your work, somehow they feel permission to let go of this cage, this ego thing. And it's so hard to wrap our heads around it unless we've actually done it, which most of us haven't, but it's just so beautiful the way you live and the way you teach others and share so generously with others.
I love this conversation, but we're just going to take a quick ad break. I've never been an A-plus student when it comes to grammar or spelling, but there are times when it's important to make sure you're communicating the right message. Grammarly is the digital writing tool you can always rely on to get your message across clearly and effectively. It works across multiple platforms and apps, including Gmail, Outlook, LinkedIn, Google Docs, and Slack, so you can write confidently no matter where you are. Grammarly has helped more than 20 million people put their best words forward, and signing up for a Grammarly account is free. It gives you real-time spelling and grammar checks as you write. And if you want deeper insights on your writing, like tone, word choice, sentence structure, and punctuation, then try out Grammarly Premium. Grammarly Premium helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback so you can level up your writing for work, school, or even in personal projects. We do lots of outreach to publicists and companies, so it's really important that our emails are written professionally, but with a warm and welcoming tone. And Grammarly has been so helpful so we can really craft the best message that checks off both of these boxes. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/dreamjob. That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/dreamjob. grammarly.com/dreamjob. We've been talking a lot about exploring your ideas and your creativity in this conversation, and Skillshare is a great way to do this. Skillshare offers creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. Their lessons can help you stay inspired, express yourself, and introduce you to a community of millions. Skillshare offers membership with meaning. There's so much to explore and real projects to create and the support of fellow creatives. Also, most classes are under 60 minutes, so they can fit into your busy schedule, your skill level. Plus, it's really affordable. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. I'm always into their productivity classes, but lately, I've been really interested in this one called Fun with Faces, Create a Stylized Digital Portrait, taught by Charlie Clemens. I'm so fascinated by the digital portraits that people make, and I think it would be so cool to learn how to do this. I really love that one of the first lessons is called Building Confidence, and it's all about experimenting and finding a style that works for you so you can get yourself into a flow instead of focusing on trying to make something that's perfect. They also have classes on illustration, filmmaking, entrepreneurship, so, so much more. You're bound to find something that you like. Go ahead and explore your creativity at skillshare.com/data. Job. First 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare Premium membership. Receive free access to thousands of classes for a limited time. Be one of the first 1,000 to sign up at skillshare.com/dayjob.
I'm curious at what point you found that. Like, I don't know the timeline. Was that before Twin Peaks and all of that? Where did this come into your life?
Well, when the Beatles, you know, went over to study with Maharishi in 68, I heard about that. I was living in Philadelphia then. I was a painter. All I wanted to do really was be a painter. And I heard about this thing of meditation. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a waste of time. I said, fine for the Beatles. I hope they keep making music. And but, you know, I didn't want any part of it. I just wanted to work. And around that time, I heard a phrase, true happiness is not out there. True happiness lies within. And this phrase had a ring of truth to it for me. But then I think about the phrase, true happiness lies within. The phrase doesn't tell you where the within is. And it doesn't tell you how to get there. So how do you get this happiness? So I go around and say, what? How is it possible to get that happiness? And then it hit me, wait a minute. Maybe meditation is the way to go within. So I started, something happened. They say that all of us have this moment where who knows when it happens, we become a seeker. And I started looking into all these different kind of meditations that nothing seemed right. And my little sister calls me one time and says she started transcendental meditation. I loved what she told me about it. And I always say I heard a change in her voice. That was the thing. I heard more happiness in her. I heard more self-assuredness in her. I said, okay, that's what I want. And I went and got it. And that was during the making of Eraserhead, my first feature film. So, and that's what I told you, my personal experience, you know, it changed everything. And that's why I recommend it to people, because I see people suffering and I know that maybe it doesn't happen overnight. You know, so many things are out there these days that give you a flash experience right away. But over time, all these fantastic good things start, you know, happening and get more and more when you transcend every day. And people have to know about that. And there's another thing, you talk to a lot of artists. And artists are a weird bunch. They like to do things on their own. They would like to say, like me, I make up my own meditation. I'm not taking your doggone meditation. I don't want to join any club. I don't want to be a part of any group. I want to do my own thing. I've heard that a million times. And I went through that same thing. I don't want to do the same thing as everybody else. But then common sense tells you, wait a minute, Dave, I need a technique like everybody. I'm a human being like everybody else. And if a technique works, I'm going to make up something that's better than that? No way. It's tried and true. And every single bit of research shows it's tried and true. And all the stories of people telling it's tried and true is right. So I said, okay, I'm going to bite the bullet. I don't know exactly what it is, but I want it, and I'm going to go get it, and it's going to help me. And it did. And then people say, well, I don't want to lose my edge. I don't want to get calm, and I want to get laying under a tree and not working. And this edge thing, you'll get way more of an edge. You'll get ideas that you fall in love with, and you'll know how to realize those better. And you'll get, you know, like I said, more energy to do it, more happiness in the doing. It's money in the bank. You can't argue with it. And some righteous anger is really good. If you're for or against something, all that is there. It's a field of unbounded power. And it's so good for the artist and any human being.
I'm so glad that you're saying all of that. And one of the things that people say about you is how much of an artist you are. Like, well, David Lynch is the only person in Hollywood who doesn't conform. All of his work is so distinct. It's so him. And yet you are inside of a huge cacophony of things. And at the end of the day, people are going to the box office. Ratings are high. How have you managed to be your distinct artistic self, and yet you do it in a way where millions and millions and millions of people are like, I get that. You've found a way to have a thumbprint that's so you and so distinct, and yet really make something other people can come home to. That, I think, is unbelievably powerful.
Well, I love ideas. And I get ideas And some ideas I get, I fall in love with. And as I always say, ideas are gifts. You know, even daydreaming, even what they call imagination, all these things are just flows of ideas. And I equate it to like fishing. Ideas are like fish. Mm. And so the cook does not make the fish. The cook cooks the fish. And you can cook it in a good way or a bad way, but they don't make the fish. I don't make these ideas. I catch them. And when you catch an idea, you see it and you hear it and you feel it. You know the thing. It's like a gift. And then you follow that idea, translating it to one medium or another. So, you know, all along the way of translating the idea, you keep checking back with the idea. And, you know, you find a way to get the thing to be that idea in material world. And that's how it goes. And I don't think about an audience, but at the same time, I think if I love this idea, then maybe there's a chance others would love it too. You know what I mean? So, but my job is to be true to the idea, try to get that idea in its abstract form to a material form as best as I can do it. And then there's a line in the Vedas, you know, man is control of action alone, never the fruit of the action. So once a thing is finished, you realize that how it goes in the world, really you can't control. So you let it go and hope for the best and then get on with the next thing. And there's another thing you mentioned, ego. There's a lot of kind of misunderstandings. You don't lose your ego. In enlightenment, they say enlightenment is you become totality. So the ego is like a cosmic ego. It's like, it's big, but it's not like an egomaniac, like everybody knows a few of them. A small thing, but you don't lose your sense of self. They say you never lose the I am-ness, even though you become totality. You go, instead of I am the small self, now I am the big self with a capital S. And there's a line, know thyself. Then another name for this field within is the self, the big self, the self of all that is. And anyway, there's so many things tied in with this beautiful field within. And it's time, you know, we're going through a transition now on Earth. And it's involving us all. And we're all caught up in this thing. And it's driving a lot of people crazy. Not that they weren't crazy before, but because there's so much stress in the world for various reasons. But now it's really intense. But this is a transition to a great, great, great time on Earth. Mm. We just got to get through this chaotic, negative time. And it's going to be good for everybody. It's going to be so beautiful.
What a beautiful perspective. I think you're right. I think that there's like a major pattern interrupt and people are slowing down because they have to. And maybe they will greet themselves at their own door.
All right, I have a few more questions, but first let's just thank our sponsors. When it comes to small business banking, there's only one name you need to know. It's Aslo. Aslo offers a free business checking account with invoicing, bill pay, no minimum balance requirements, and no maintenance or overdraft fees. I spent a lot of time waiting in line at the bank or on hold with their support, which is not the really best use of my time. But with Aslo, you just go to azlo.com and apply in minutes. There is no waiting to use your account. With Aslo's free instant funding feature, you can deposit up to $1,000 and access it instantly. Also, they've launched the new Aslo Pro bundle for only $10 a month. This gives you tools like unlimited envelopes to organize your money, discounted instant transfers, and the ability to set up reoccurring invoices. And because you listen to this podcast, you can try Aslo Pro free for 14 days at aslo.com/dreamjob. Aslo's banking services are provided by BBVA USA, member FDIC, and Money Magazine called Aslo the best business banking option for freelancers and entrepreneurs. I love that they're so supportive towards small businesses and that they're helping to streamline a process that could otherwise take days or weeks. Learn more with a free copy of Aslo's Small Business Starter Guide or get started right now and get an Aslo Pro free 14-day trial at aslo.com/dreamjob. There's no minimum deposit required. Get started for free at aslo.com/dreamjob, spelled AZLO.com/dreamjob. There's so much happening in the world right now, and we can't spend all our precious time and energy searching all over for the right freelance talent. Fiverr's online marketplace connects businesses with freelancers offering hundreds of digital services, including graphic design, copywriting, web programming, film editing, and more. There were a couple of times when we needed someone to edit a logo, so we used Fiverr to find a graphic designer, and it was so easy. It didn't take long at all because we could customize the search by deadline, price, seller reviews. Plus, we didn't have to do any negotiating with the freelancer because we knew what we would be paying for it up front. They did an awesome job, and it saved us a big headache of having to learn Photoshop on our own. So whether you're launching your first business, scaling your current business, or in need of extra support to complete a project, Fiverr's global network of on-demand freelance talent is here to help. Check out Fiverr.com and receive 10% off your first order by using my code DREAMJOB. Find all the digital services you need in one place at Fiverr.com, code DREAMJOB. Again, that's Fiverr.com, code DREAMJOB.
I think the biggest suffering, you said the word suffering, there's so much unnecessary suffering. My rabbi once said to me, he said, you know, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. And there's so much of it. And the biggest thing that I see that people suffer with is not only is there an ego, but the ego is I'm not enough. There's no room for me. I don't trust my ideas. Nobody wants my ideas. That is what I deeply see as the consistent theme in the people I speak to. What would you say to someone who doesn't believe that they should put an idea out there or raise their hand or do anything because they don't believe that they're enough? They don't believe that people would see them or that there's anything possible for them. And so they just kind of decide to sit on the bench their whole life and not get in the game because they're not enough.
Okay. So what I say is like,
he's like, let's go.
It's like, just tell them, it doesn't matter. If they are worried about what other people think, that's the wrong way to think about it. They should just think about enjoying something that they like doing, like, say, drawing. So they go and they get a piece of paper and a pencil or whatever they want to draw with, and do a little drawing. Get into it, if that's your thing. Do this drawing and then get it as good as you can do. Who cares what anybody thinks about it, except you and the enjoyment of doing it. Now you finish this little drawing, you put it over here, and you've got an idea. Oh, and you get another piece of paper and you do another drawing. And it's so much fun. You're drawing this thing, you're seeing how it's going, you're learning more about what the pencil does with this particular roughness of paper, you're working it, you're getting this thing just the way you like it, and you're into it. And you get a coffee, and you kick back every now and again and look at your drawing, and you get back in and working on it. Who cares what anybody thinks? Now somebody comes in and says, what is that? That's one of the ugliest drawings I ever seen in my life. Sorry, you know, I like it. And then you go like that. You never know what people are going to think. Just find some things and just do them. If you get an idea for a little short film, you can get a camera. You can go around and find somebody to be an actor in it. Get them dressed up. Find a way to get them dressed up. You go down to Goodwill. You can afford to get a couple of, oh, look at that thing. That'd be so great. And then you get this and you get that. You get your stuff. And you start shooting this thing. You learn about editing. You put it together. You learn all sorts of stuff by doing, not by reading a book. Now you're making the thing. You're making a film. And when you finish it, you can submit it to festivals. If nobody likes it, fine, you like it. You learned a lot. Make another one. It's this whole thing about I'm not good enough. Who cares? You're not good enough. Who says I'm not good enough? You just, you know, do what you love to do. And the reward is in the doing. And you get the final thing. You can hang it on your wall or you can plug it in and look at it. And, you know, it's your life. And not everybody's going to be, I'll tell you another thing, fate. If it's meant that you would be known, it will happen. If it's meant that you're not going to be known this time around, you're not going to get known. But you can be very happy in the doing of things. And that's the number one thing. Do things that make you happy. The reward is in the doing. And then if you can't afford to not work, then you get a job. It takes 8 hours at least a day. And it's not a rewarding job, maybe. But if you're transcending every day, even a boring job, I always equate it to cleaning toilets. What if you have to clean, you know, public bathrooms all day? You start transcending every day. You start thinking about cleaners and air fresheners and, you know, ways to clean the bowl better and better and faster. And you're proud of the gleaming toilet bowls and sinks, all these things. I'm polishing this metal. Look how bad it was. Look at this gleaming now. Get the whole thing going. Floor is spotless. And you get joy out of doing this. Then you, maybe you're tired at night. You can only do a little bit of drawing, but you're getting something done that you love. And so it's like that.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, I think for people listening, you really spoke to both sides of it, which is so loving, because the beginning you were saying, do it. And by the way, you said, and do it. You learn from doing it, not from thinking about it or reading about it. I love that piece. And do what makes you happy. And then I love this piece you added about, like, if you're not meant to be known, because I think that there are people who they look at you and they say, well, it's easy for you to say you've been recognized by everybody, Oscar, Emmy, Golden Globe. They've all recognized it. They see it. They're like, ding, 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 this guy, he's got this thing. We get it. We see you. What about that person who's in the middle, meaning they start and they're going to give up because they haven't been recognized yet, right? I feel like a lot of people, they might be capable of becoming a master. You know, we had Julia Cameron on the show and she talked about her ex-husband, Martin Scorsese, and how he was going to give up so early on. And she wrote this book, The Artist's Way, to encourage artists to stay in it, right? And at a certain point, though, if you do want to see if you can make a shot to be known, it will matter that people like your work, right? And people are so easily rejected. The ego is so fragile that if it's one play they wrote and nobody liked it, they go, forget it, I'm done. Clearly, I'm not meant to do it. I would say that people like yourself have the courage to keep making things. I guess my question to you is, how do people make things they love, but at the same time, look for whatever the divine feedback is that's going to help them make the work they're supposed to make? I think that people either make a thing and it's not liked, and so they give up, or they think you're just supposed to get known like that. And so there's a big gap. What would be your advice to someone who wants to have an ounce of the success that you've had, who is making things and so far people don't like them, but they want to do their best to find out if it's possible?
First, they should learn transcendental meditation. Okay, besides, you know, when I say that, you know, a lot of times people laugh. They say, okay.
You're like, no, I'm serious.
I'm serious. They should learn a technique that allows them to transcend and experience this field within that's an eternal field. Now, the word eternal, let's think about it. Everything in the field of relativity has a lifespan. But this field that underlies that field, non-relative, absolute, Say it, non-relative absolute. Modern science's unified field. It's there and it's eternal. Never had a beginning. It's there now and it will be there forever. It's eternal. It's the self of all that is. You can experience it. You need a technique that truly gets you there. That's transcendental meditation. You can laugh. I say, learn this technique. And people say, oh, yeah, Dave likes it. You know, fine. If you want to get going, transcend every day. And that's all you need to hear. There it is. And you can get this technique. It's available pretty much anywhere in the world now. You get a legitimate teacher. Takes 3 or 4 days to learn, about an hour and a half a day. Then you got the technique for the rest of your life. And you sit comfortably 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon, sit comfortably in a chair, close your eyes, start this technique the way you were taught. And the rest of the time, you just go about your business. Just do your thing and watch things get better and better and better because you're transcending every day. You're experiencing this eternal field every day. You're growing in that consciousness. You are truly expanding consciousness every day. And those all positive qualities, you're truly seeing negativity recede every day. That is common sense would tell you that it'd be very good for the human being. Get real. Quit suffering. Quit all this baloney about who cares what people think about me. You get to work. And you enjoy the doing. If you don't enjoy it, then you're going to stop. If you enjoy it, do it. Enjoy it. There's plenty of stories about people like Van Gogh, for instance. He didn't suffer when he was painting. That's the only thing that probably gave him pleasure. He went out and painted, not because he wanted to go out and suffer. He went out and painted because he loved it. And, you know, nobody gave a about his paintings then. Now they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He can't enjoy that. He's dead. But it goes to show you, you can do great stuff. Who cares what people think? There's plenty of stories about people, they go in their apartments after they passed away. There's hundreds of paintings in there. You know, the guy's been working or the girl's been working. It's like what you do, you want to enjoy. If you don't enjoy it, don't do it. If you enjoy it this much, when you transcend every day, tomorrow you'll enjoy it even more. Enjoyment comes from transcending every day. Ideas come from transcending. Energy comes from transcending. Happiness comes from transcending. Love comes from transcending. All the things this world needs, all the things we all need, comes from that field. Get real.
It makes so much sense. Like what you're saying is, what happened to the doing of it and showing up every day as your just happy self? That's the goal rather than this is an outcome. I won an Oscar. Da, da, da. Like, what is that even? Again, that goes back to taking you out of the flow, taking you out of what we're all doing here, right?
I'll tell you, there's another thing with money and the Oscar and all that. You could win an Oscar, put it on your shelf, look at it every day. It's not going to bring happiness. It's money. You got a bunch of money in the bank. There's plenty of miserable millionaires. Miserable. And they learned the lesson. They wanted the money because they thought it was the thing. They learned the lesson. No, true happiness is not out there. True happiness lies within. That's a real thing. Everybody can find happiness out there. We have a desire for a brand new Cadillac car. And we save up or we get this kind of a deal or whatever, and we get that car. Such a beautiful day. The car is gleaming. We get in it. It drives such like a dream. It is great. 1 year later, you get in the car, the thrill is gone. it's dirty, it's got a dent or scratches or whatever, you know, it's gone. Now you want something else. The happiness that comes from within, it doesn't fade away. It stays and grows the more you bring in. So think about that.
You continue to impact so many people by caring so much about other people's happiness and well-being. And it's truly extraordinary. I'm so happy to have this conversation with you. I studied for 3 years at the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA. And that was for whatever reason on my path I found. And this is the first conversation I'm really having about TM. So I'm like, let me at it.
That you got to go get it. Now you can still do mindfulness. Mindfulness, there isn't really a kind of a technique. It's more like you can be aware of your breathing. You can be aware of the smell of a rose, like they say, the footsteps on the path through the garden. You can be doing these things, and it's a calming thing, but you're not going to transcend with mindfulness. You need a technique to open the door. And with transcendental meditation, it's like being given a little golden key that opens the door to the treasury within. First time, every time. You can still hold all the mindfulness thing that you like and add transcendental meditation to it. And you'll see the difference right away. And it's not a religion. It's not against any religion. It's for human beings. No matter what walk of life, what culture, what color skin, human beings have a nervous system that's built for transcending. And it's built for enlightenment. It's built for higher states of consciousness. It's built for it. We just need to plug into the power station, get lit up.
It's amazing. And you've poured so much in today. And I thank you for all of the moments you've spent on your journey transcending so that you could articulate today what you did for all of us, because we can kind of feel it in reach just when you talk. That's how powerful your presence is. We will put the links to all of it, the foundation and how people can learn about more, taking more steps. We'll put all that in here.
Tell the people I wish them all the best. And Kathy, you're a good soul, and I appreciate this interview.
I appreciate you so much, just shining your light. May you continue to be blessed and protected in the sweetest ways and have all these opportunities to just keep sharing your truth. Thank you so much for being here today.
Bless your heart, Kathy.
Wow, such an amazing experience talking with him. Here are the takeaways. Number one, the secret has always been within us. We all have an unbounded ocean of consciousness, intelligence, creativity, happiness, energy, love, and peace. Number two, true happiness is not out there. True happiness lies within. Number three, change doesn't happen overnight. Over time, all the fantastic good things start happening when you transcend every day. Number four, ideas are like fish. You don't make the idea, you catch them. Ideas are a gift. Number five, you can't control how it goes in the world, so let it go, hope for the best, and go for the next thing. Number six, don't worry about what other people think. Think about enjoying something you like doing, get into it, get it as good as you can, and who cares what anyone else thinks except you and then the enjoyment of doing it. Number seven, if it's meant that you will be known, it will happen. But if you can be happy in the doing of the things you love, the learning and the reward is in the doing. So get real and quit suffering and quit focusing on what others think and get to work and enjoy doing it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for spending your precious time with me. It means the world. This month, we have incredible guests. So make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen. It's completely free. So go ahead and subscribe. And did this episode inspire you? Did this remind you of something that maybe you needed to hear? If so, can you go ahead and recommend this to a friend, to someone who might be inspired by this? Go ahead and post about it on your Instagram and tag me at Kathy.Heller so I can repost it. And you can also tag someone else who you think needs this as well. I love you guys. I'll leave you with a song of mine, and I'll talk to you on Thursday.
The podcast is a production of Authentic. For more info on advertising in this show, visit AuthenticShows.com.
So many times I chose to run. So many like a soul.